fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man. They'll test one day.
I see.
Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the second day of November, year of our Lord 2021, welcome to the John Moore Show. I'm proud to say we do start the show with the Pledge of Allegiance. It's still legal in California, believe it or not. It's still legal in Illinois and even New York. If you want to volunteer to do the pledge, just send me an email. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The preparative of the day is to get your night vision and thermal imaging scopes now while you can. Easy to get now. Pretty much impossible to get during a crisis. So that's your preparative of the day. Okay, we have patient waiting green room, my friend Leon Green. Leon began a quest more than a decade ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with doTERRA essential oils being incorporated into his daily life. And we're going to be talking about the events of the day and how incorporating doTERRA oils to your life can have you help you get the fun, full, productive, healthy life you want to have. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. And can I also add to that proper tip is that they get lots of regular batteries, especially the lithium ones, especially in cold weather gear, because the rechargeables don't work very well, you know, attached to the thermals as well as the regular nods, night vision, because I've used both versions, and even the manufacturers said don't use the rechargeable. So that's one thing I don't have.
Right. When I got my thermal imaging device from Sam, I got a case of the batteries, so I'm good to go for quite a while. You have to use discretion, of course. You don't want them on all the time. But that's good addition there, and we appreciate that, Leon.
Sure.
I've yet to confirm it, but I was visiting with my friend of mine yesterday, and he says that the U.S. Army has grounded all their pilots. Have you heard anything about that?
No, sir, but that's something I should check into. It was funny when I was driving back from my trip to Colorado. I was going to tell you that I drove by Fort Riley, and I have never seen it so vacant. I went to drove inbound on the way in, and it was daytime, and there was, I think, two birds on the flight line, and normally there's hundreds, and then coming back nighttime, I didn't see any either. So it's like they're doing something.
Okay. Here's a article here. It says U.S. Army flights searching is grounding vaccinated pilots, citing death calls for halt two shots for the military. This is dated October the 2nd. Let's see. A lawsuit filed by two active duty U.S. Army doctors filed a lawsuit for a preliminary injunction before Judge Ray Moore, U.S. District Court of Colorado, calls for immediate halt to further COVID-19 vaccinations for all military personnel. And let's see here. Looks like Lieutenant Colonel Long wrote the following. Today I received word of one fatality and two ICU cases at Fort Hood. The deceased was an Army pilot who could have been flying at the time. All three pulmonary embolism events happened within 48 hours of their vaccination. I cannot attribute this result to anything other than the COVID-19 vaccinations as the source of these events. Each person was in top physical condition before the inoculation, and each suffered the event within 2 days post-vaccination. So, looks like, okay. And, we'll look into this further. This is obviously breaking news, and it's in a work in progress, shall we say, Leon? Scary stuff. If they ground all the U.S. Army pilots, they should ground all the pilots in all five services, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard. Of course, leaving us quite vulnerable as far as national security, wouldn't it, sir?
Absolutely. And that would have a huge impact on the Air Force One and across the board. So now, in essence, the president's grounded along with the VP. And therefore, we'd have no NORAD coverage with the command and control birds as well. So this has huge implications. But, you know, the average civilian doesn't think about that. But, yes, in essence, even the coverage that occurred during 9/11, you know, that would we grounded everything like that. There would be no protection for any kind of inbound threats.
Absolutely. Well, I'm not finding any headlines to say that there's a grounding of all these pilots. A lot of articles associated with that, the most recent one looks like it was published. Let's see if I can find out what the date was for this published article here. Looks like September 29th. So I'm not finding any real updates on that, Liam, but we'll be paying attention to that, won't we, sir?
Yes. And you remember that woman that you said, you know, she pretty much rocked the halls of Pentagon she came in?
Dr. Teresa Long down there in Alabama.
Right. Yes. So what has happened with that? Because, you know, you think you heard...
I don't see any updates. I mean, obviously, you know, when
yes.
Strange phone there. I don't know what that was. When the medical doctor in charge of the health of all the pilots there in Alabama writes a letter of that, actually it was a sworn affidavit, which could be admitted in court. It's a legal document, a sworn affidavit. It's going to rock the system to its core. And I'm sure within minutes of that affidavit becoming public, there were meetings being held in the Pentagon to deal with it. Very, very serious stuff. Very serious. She basically put, even though there's whistleblower protection, she basically kissed her career goodbye in the military. You know, the moment that she published that affidavit,
yes.
Whistleblower protection or not, don't you think?
Absolutely. I mean, it's almost like the Snowden and massage. You know, once you do that, you're pretty much, you have a huge target on yourself.
Yeah. So, but this is a woman who is a dedicated healthcare professional, Dr. Long. Very bright, very ambitious, very dedicated, very productive, very responsible woman who loves what she does and takes her job very seriously. And she put her oath of office to the U.S. Army and her dedication to being a medical doctor ahead of her career. And not many people would do that, would they?
No. No, sir, not at all. Yes, you're correct. You know, when you think about that, how many people would, you know, getting paid versus the security of America? And so, I mean, and that's when we were talking earlier about, you know, when we had described how Donald Trump was getting, you know, the threats, and he said, you know, am I going to actually allow my family to get violated, or am I going to, you know, pursue the oath of office? And, you know, that was a bunch of conjecture at the time, and then we ultimately found out what happened. So, yeah, I can definitely see that this woman has incredible integrity.
She does. Now, when we start our roundtable, Jeff Nyquist won't be with us today because he's going to be attending a meeting concerning vaccinating children with the COVID-19 vaccine in his area where he lives. I sent him a note back wishing him well and that reason and logic would prevail at that meeting. That begins, I think, the vaccination of five-year-old children and older begins this week, I believe. It's criminal to, we know these vaccines cause harm. We also know that the chance of a child dying from COVID-19 is about the same risk as dying from a lightning strike, almost non-existent. And I don't know if Jeff is going to testify or not. I hope he does. I'm sure he would give a very well-reasoned, articulate testimony if he did decide to testify at the meeting he's going to. We're at the beginning, Leon, of the worst crime in recorded human history, aren't we, sir?
Well, even before they hit the, you know, they decided CDC and FDA approved it, with only one person abstaining, but all the other 17 with the FDA, you know, it's already worst crime worldwide with all these vaccinations, but they've just made it tangible with children because now you're going to have irate parents. And I think this is a goal. Even Mike Adams talks about this, is how people are going to respond after they go after their children. This is like a blood sacrifice. And he even came up with the biblical aspects of how, you know, they're being sacrificed on the altar of Molech right now.
Well, ultimately, that is the agenda. Majority of healthcare professionals don't have a clue what they're involved in. They're just doing what they're told out of habit, I guess, more than anything else. It was a week ago yesterday that we found out that 8,000 employees at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, are refusing the vaccine. I still don't know what percentage that is, but I can't imagine Mayo Clinic having 16,000 employees. It's how many people can work there?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I saw that too.
You know. It has to be a very substantial percentage of the people employed at the Mayo Clinic, don't you think, sir?
Yes, sir.
Well,
and I can't imagine the company just saying, okay, we're just going to roll over and cease to exist.
No, it's a business. It's a money-making business. I don't know how many tens of millions of dollars the Mayo Clinic earns every year, but I've been making reference for the past 8 days to the next board of directors meeting at the Mayo Clinic, and I would love to be a fly on the wall at that meeting, wouldn't you, sir?
Yes, sir. and then he had the audacity, the same thing, talking about American Airlines. Oh, they had to cancel 2,000 flights, and they blamed it on weather again. I'm like, how stupid do they think the Americans are? They blamed it on Southwest before on the air traffic controller. They were doing strikes down there, and the weather. It only affected Southwest, and it's like, this is inane. And so next, that means you know, there are people who are going on Halloween trips, and they were stranded. They canceled 1,500, and then it increased to 2,000 over the weekend with American Airlines. So it's just snowballing. So that means United is coming down the pike, and then Delta, and then everybody gets to walk home during the Christmas holidays because the weather's really going to be bad. Just for certain airlines, not for everybody, just for certain ones.
Right, right. Well, American Airlines is the largest airline service in the United States, maybe the world, I don't know. But and I've known people that have worked for American Airlines, great people. The majority of commercial airline pilots are former military. It's quite difficult for a civilian to accumulate the necessary hours. It takes them many years to accumulate the hours necessary to be the pilot of American Airlines aircraft. They're very bright, and typically they retire as millionaires. I think their mandatory retirement is age 60, isn't it, for airline pilots?
Oh, I don't think it's that old, because I know of people who've been flying past that, but I'd have to research that. But I've met some guys who were phenomenal. I mean, they've had lots of combat experience, and they were past 60. But if that's the case, they've changed it.
Well, regardless of what the retirement age is, these are very bright men. There's a few women commercial airline pilots, I assume. I don't know that. It's the ramifications of this. What I keep saying is that between now and the end of the year, which is less than 8 weeks away, you know, we're going to see dramatic changes in our culture and our society and our businesses, aren't we, sir?
Yes, sir. And I think the one that's going to get most people is going to be the food riots and the food rationing. I mean, they can blame everything else, but when they can't put food on their table, that's when we're going to start having some serious calamities, because people who've been procrastinating and preparedness, and they many people. I mean, in Europe, they shop for food. You know, having lived there for 3 years, you know, they shop in many cases, daily basis. But the Americans, you know, maybe 3 or 4 days between it. But when they can't get food, period, they're going to be apoplectic at the magnitude.
Right.
Of, hey, you've been lying to us, and we just found out about it. And it's like, wow.
Well, Europeans typically cook fresh food every day.
Yep.
That's a typical lifestyle. And you're going to want fresh food to prepare a freshly cooked meal, aren't you? So you go shopping every day to do that.
Correct.
That's not just Europe. That's much of the world. I lived in Vietnam for a year, and the open air markets is what people did. We had a curfew. The vendors selling the fresh fruits, vegetable, fish, and so forth, they all had to wait at a roadblock until the curfew was lifted, and then they rushed downtown to get their spaces where they sell their products or food, fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, eggs, chickens, fish, and so forth. And that's simply the way most of the world functions, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And I didn't know you lived in Vietnam for a year post-Vietnam War. So what time frame was that? That's interesting, you know?
Well, I lived in Vietnam in 1967 and 68, you know, during the war.
Oh, no, I was thinking that you had returned.
I wouldn't mind going back, but I haven't done that yet. So it would be pretty funny to talk to the communists and stand on a street corner and point out the Hilton Hotel and the McDonald's and how they were successful at defeating capitalism.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, Leon, we got a break coming up. When we come back from the break, we'll discuss the doTERRA oils for a few minutes. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
gentlemen. J.R. Moore here. This hour is sponsored by doTERRA Oils, a great way to incorporate the highest quality oils into your life to help you have the fun, full, productive, healthy life we all want to have. Well, if you want to get started with using the oils every day like I do, and like Leon does, here's what you do. Number one, get yourself two copies of the same book, two editions of the same book, the fifth edition and the just published 13th edition. Here's the title, simply two words, Modern Essentials. And you may say, John, why do we want two different editions of the same book? Well, here's why. The fifth edition says things that the Food and Death Administration does not allow to be published anymore. The 13th edition has all the latest oils in that book. So that's why you want two editions of the same book. That's number one. Number two, go to my website, libertyman.com, scroll down to the under products to the doTERRA oil section, and pick out the kit that meets your needs. Oh, just getting started, a kit is the most cost-effective way to get the oils you need. I recommend getting the largest kit you can afford without going into debt. If you feel motivated that you want to take on a little bit of debt, PayPal allows you to pay that debt back in 6 months with no interest. So that's our advice in that regard. Last but not least, you want some help, some coaching, let's say, to pick out the oils that you need for your particular situation because you don't have the books yet? Well, Leon would be glad to talk to you about that. And or if you'd like to start a home-based business and have another stream of income, helping your friends and family, people you work with, people you go to church with, neighbors, get their lives squared away better. Leon would be glad to talk to you about becoming a dealer for doTERRA oils also. And Leon, your telephone number is what, sir?
303-495-2188 Mountain Time.
303-495-2188 Mountain Time. Leave a message. Leon might be busy doing something really important around the ranch there, and he'll get back with you. Leon, I had a note from one of our listeners encouraging me to speed up the cadence that I speak with, and I sent him a note back. I guess it was a man. I don't know. And I said, basically, sir, the demographics of my audience is men and women, mostly over age 60, and they appreciate the cadence that I use. It's not my normal speaking voice. It's a deliberate cadence for the benefit of the majority of my listeners. Yes, I do have listeners in their 20s and 30s and their 40s, but the majority of the people who listen to the John Moore Radio Show are men and women over the age of 60. So the cadence I use is with intent to meet the needs of most people.
Yes, sir.
It may irritate men and women in their 20s who talk way too fast, but that's too bad.
Well, see, on the back of that note, if you look carefully, it'll say, and can you tell Leon to slow down his speed? Because he is typically, I get that often when I talk on the phone. And so, especially when I talk about numbers, I slow down. But it's just funny, I think about it more on your call, on your radio show than any, because I'm always a person who, when I download and listen to podcasts off air, like Mike Adams and Dr. Ted Brewer, I will listen and I will speed it up to 2 times. So I can listen twice as much in a day. So it's just funny that you brought it up. And, and then the other thing with Mayo Clinic, I looked it up and there's a website called Owler that does professional aggregation of information on major companies, and Mayo is the largest non-for-profit medical teaching institution in the world. $14 billion is the average, and they have approximately 65,000 employees.
65,000?
Yes, sir.
That's breathtaking. That's breathtaking.
It is.
That would be, it's more than 8,000 would be more than 10%. I don't have that
like percentage.
14%.
Yep.
Well, that's going to hurt. I don't know of any company that can survive 14% of their people walking away from their job without causing severe staffing and work-related problems. Do you, sir?
No, sir. And we're already seeing that in different entities. Matter of fact, Mike Adams talks about that. There's supposed to be a nonviolent peaceful protest and striking all these companies who are saying, okay, you are mandated to do it. So they said just strike. Don't buy anything from those people. It starts November 3rd, and I don't know why there's a break, but then it starts again on the 8th to the 11th. But Mike Adams is talking about that, and it's nationwide.
Well, I don't have evidence, but I've been around corporate America a bit. We're going to talk about, we got a break coming up here in less than 60 seconds. Talk a bit more about the Mayo Clinic and who left and who stayed. That's what I'll be talking about when we get back from the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'm doing more private consultations these days. For me, I really look forward to these private consultations, helping people gain the clarity, gain the focus, get the information they need to achieve their goals. The details on private consultations at my website at thelibertyman.com. I met Tom Berhill last night. I picked up 5 energy cleaners. 2 of them are shipping to Australia this morning. Vera, if you're listening, your energy cleaners are on the way. I'm picking up about 30 more later in the week. It's been a challenge. Vera has been waiting for her energy cleaner since the second week of September. And here we are in November. So all you folks, there's about 30 of you or so waiting for energy cleaners all around the world. I got more going to Australia, by the way. They'll be shipping as soon as I get them. Typically, I start shipping the next business day. I ship 10 to 12 a day, and they go out from the little country post office at Cherryville, Missouri. Priority mail, in the case of the ones going to Australia, international priority mail. And we'll be getting these things out. It's been a challenge. It has really been a challenge. Typically, when I meet Tom, he stops when we have coffee and talk about the events of the day. Last night, I met him at just before 8 p.m. He says, John, I got to get back to my shop. I got to get back to working on energy cleaners. So I was having a cup of vanilla frozen yogurt and some decaf coffee, and I thanked him, and he left, and I took a last sip of the decaf coffee, and I left myself. So if you want to get past the arthritis pain slowing you down, you want to get the great night's sleep that you've been missing, check out the energy cleaners at my website where you can place your order using PayPal. And keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. The toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Leon Green, we're talking about the events of the day and, of course, the doTERRA oils. Well, Leon, we have 64,000 men and women working at Mayo Clinic, correct?
Yes, sir, roughly, yes.
Okay, now, based on my knowledge of how the world works, here's my speculation on who's going to be refusing the clot shots and will be disciplined, probably fired, put on administrative leave, whatever. It's going to be two groups of people. The smaller group will be the newly hired men and women who don't have no mortgage, no children, maybe no wives, or spouses, I should say, and they can walk away from a job and not have really anything at risk. That'll be the smaller group. The larger group, the more dangerous group in terms of causing harm to Mayo Clinic, will be men and women fully vested in a retirement program. Men and women who essentially amount to the brain trust at the Mayo Clinic. Men and women who are obviously ethical, and their ethics will compel them to not get the clot shot because they know the clot shot is dangerous. And being fully vested in a retirement program means they can walk away from there and not look back. And these are the men and women who will cause the most harm to the Mayo Clinic because, as I said a moment ago, many of them amount to the brain trust of the Mayo Clinic, the men and women who really understand how everything works, the men and women who make things happen. They'll be the department heads, the lead researchers. And that's my speculation about who would not be getting the clot shot and who will be forced to resign. What do you think, Leon?
I concur, and I wouldn't doubt if, depending on how capricious the management CEO is, you know, they may give them personal exemptions, just like, you know, the White House exempted all 6,000 White House
staffers. You want to cause problems. Yeah, I agree with you. If you want to cause more problems, you give elevated status to the people who are the brain trust to the detriment of the other people. You want to cause internal problems, staffing problems, and morale problems. That would be the ideal way to do it, don't you think, sir?
Correct, and they already did that with the White House, the Congress, the SCOTUS, and all the employees for these companies. Even Pfizer, the president said, "Oh, I'm not taking the shot because I'm going to make sure everybody else in the world gets it first."
Oh yeah, right. I watched the video of him making that statement. That may fool an 8-year-old child, but it's not going to fool any thinking adult.
Exactly.
We got a caller here, Leon. We got Trevor in Iowa. Good morning, Trevor.
Yeah, good morning, John. This is a question for you and Leon. It's about your pine needle tea that you say you often drink. I was wondering how you make that. And then the question for Leon, is there essential oils that you would recommend putting in that?
Well, I'll take it first. I take a pine needle tea bag, and I put it in a cup, and I put hot water in the cup, and I wait for about a minute or two, and then I drink it.
Okay, so it's not, you're not taking actually pine needles from a tree and breaking them up and boiling them?
No, I take pine needle tea in a tea bag and put it in a cup and put hot water on it.
Okay.
And Leon, you got some follow-up, sir?
Yes, sir. And I think, Trevor, you're probably thinking about that because Mike Adams was talking about the shimic acid and how it counters the issue of the spike proteins and the people who have been vaccinated. So I understand where you're coming from, that idea. And, yeah, vitamin C is well-known in certain species of pine trees. And the shimic acid is not in all of them, but the same proportions. So, yeah, if you listen to Mike, he has like six or seven different
species of trees. You know, you can find out if you have them locally, and then you can get with the State Department and verify the State Department of Agriculture for Iowa, and they'd tell you, yeah, you have these four or whatever, and then you could have those and maybe mark them with a paint pen or something, showing that you know to go back and get that in the future if that becomes an issue. But pertaining to the oils that you'd use, vitamin C, not for vitamin C, but for protection, for immunity. Yeah, you can add all the citrus oils are very effective for those issues of vitamin C and boosting immunity. Just make sure when you put the oils, whichever one you like for both taste or aroma, just put it in a glass or a stainless steel mug, because if you put it in anything plastic, especially the essential oils or the citrus essential oils will leach out the toxins. That's why they're so effective with Simmons Sassy, because it leaches out toxins in the body. So just do it in glass or stainless steel. I also do it with porcelain as well, because as long as it's not chipped, but it will leach out all the toxins from the other plastics. So that's the way I'd say, Trevor.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much for the information, and thanks so much for both you for all the knowledge that you give to all your listeners. I really appreciate it, and I listen almost every day. Usually don't listen live, but I do what you do, Leon, and I listen on the podcast and usually listen to most of it at double speed, two times the speed. And sometimes when I listen
You're
live,
a young guy, Trevor, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah. Well, okay. Young-ish, I guess. I'm 40. So.
Well, if you're 40, young, if you're 40, you could be my you could be my son. So you're a young guy. So.
Yeah, young compared to some, but I feel pretty old compared to my students that I teach.
Roger that. Okay. Thank you, Trevor. We appreciate the call.
All right. Thank you.
Well, Leon, Trevor just reinforced what I've been saying about the demographics of my show and the cadence, didn't he, sir?
Yes, sir.
And that's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine.
The human mind can typically listen at, it thinks at 800 words a minute, but the average person speaks at 200 to 250 a minute. So really, you know, that's how people, especially Trevor being a teacher, you know, his students, the more educated ones, can drift off and they start wandering off. That's why you always see those commercials and you see the kids are thinking about something else. Wah, 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 because their brain can hear it, but a lot of times people talk so slow. So I know exactly how he feels. And it's really funny because my son even talks faster than I do. And it's like, wow. Both my parents talk fast, and now he even talks faster. I'm like, son, slow down. I don't want you to have to go through the calamity I've had to go through all my life in the military and everywhere because you talk too fast, Lieutenant.
Right. Well, it is what it is, as they say. Anyway, Leon, if you got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. It's hard to wrap your brain around the fact that many of the people we know and love are going to be gone in 6 months, a year or two, maybe a little bit longer if they have a lingering cancer as a consequence of the clot shot. The changes in our culture, our society, are going to be dramatic. The vaccine mandates kicked in New York City yesterday, and they're doing workarounds. They're using private ambulance services to augment the ambulances that are shut down because of the refusal of the EMTs to get the clot shots. They'll be bringing in firemen from other jurisdictions to man the firehouses. I'm not sure what's going on with the police. Do you have an update on what's going on with the police in New York City?
No,
Leon?
Sir. No, sir. I typically just fly to New York whenever I used to travel, and so I don't keep my finger on the pulse of that, but I do see how much, the impact that Cuomo had done on the, you know, on the 14,000 people who were killed because of his incompetence or malfeasance pertaining to the clot shot originally. So, you know, this is just a snowball effect, and I'm sorry to see all these hard workers who were considered heroes a year ago are now considered losers. And it's like, wow, are you guys schizophrenic? These are the same people same skills, just more, one more year of experience, but now you call them, oh, they're bad. It's like,
right.
Can you not tell us how bad, you know, how psycho you are by just how much you flip-flop in one year?
Absolutely. Well, I got a note here from a retired American Airlines pilot that the mandatory retirement for commercial airline pilots is 65. We got another call here, Leanne. We got Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Leanne. It's interesting. You're talking about age. In developmental psychology, middle age goes from age 40 to age 60, and I turned 61 this month. I'm officially now an older adult as opposed to a middle-aged person. But you were talking about the pilot thing earlier. Apparently, like the story that you mentioned this morning about these pilots, did you see the two pilots died from pulmonary emboli?
That was in that letter written by that doctor, yes.
Oh, wow. That's just amazing. And Leon mentioned, you talked about this affecting... So this didn't have anything directly to do with the affidavit of Dr. Therese Wong.
This is a separate document by a different doctor at a different fort.
Well, I know, which totally, totally vindicates her actions, you know what I mean, and totally affirms everything she's saying. But Leon mentioned it could even ground Air Force One. I'm guessing with Air Force One, they would probably put on, you know, a backup flight crew on the plane as well as additional medical personnel in the event that if anything happened, they would have, you know, if they have
backups
normally have two
backups.
Pilots and they have four, you know,
right.
They probably just
you're right, Glenn. There'd be backups on the backups, yeah. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, exactly.
But remember, but, they may consider them part of the staff, the White House staff, so they'll be exempt.
Right, exactly. And the so it sounds like this has affected Army aviation primarily so far, but once it, you know, with comparatively few pilots in the Army, they're
well,
fine
the military
mostly.
Can keep secrets, Glenn. That's one thing
yeah,
they can't
yeah.
do. And
if it were to shut down,
flag rank officers, the flag rank officers in charge, and it's one of the. Any large organization does not like to be humiliated in public. It doesn't matter whether it's Ford Motor Company or the military. They don't want to be humiliated, embarrassed in front of the entire world. So they tend, large, even small ones, tend to keep embarrassing, humiliating evidence quiet if they can. We just happen to know about the Army aviators. The other four
right.
services, we just simply don't know. But what would the difference be? I can't imagine there'd be any difference.
Unless
it's the Air Force, the Navy, and the Marines fly the high, fast, you know, fighters, and they're ones with the G suits and the, you know, increased G forces and turns and dives and climbs, and so yeah, the ones flying the air superiority fighters and stuff like that. That they're going to be at even greater risk.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Okay.
Maybe
okay, Glenn,
I'll be
you
later.
Bye.
But, John, other than the embarrassment, but see, apparently General Milley doesn't care about, you know, the LGBTQ community because, you know, he allows us to, like in Nellis Air Force Base, the Air Force guys had to go to the transgender boardwalk, catwalk technique. So, you know, there's some embarrassment that they allow when it comes to effeminate crap that would not be allowed. And that's why we're the laughing stock of the world, because they woke the military.
Well, the Chinese military is emphasizing that the men be men in the Chinese military, that manliness is a status that they want for the Chinese soldiers.
Yes, I agree with you, but I'm just saying when you were talking about they don't want to be embarrassed, whether it's Ford Motor Company or the U.S. military, it's like, well, they don't seem to care about the transgender issue.
Right. Well, that's very true, Delane. Very true. Well, I use the oils. I bought a new home for myself. I closed on about a week ago. And,
congratulations.
It's been, thank you. Well, it's more like thank you, I guess. There's a lot of remodeling
work.
That's going to, a lot of work, involving contractors and so forth. But the house was closed up for about a year with no occupants, and I've been I've got one diffuser with On Guard going 24/7. I'll be putting a second one with On Guard going 24/7 to help freshen up the place that's been closed up and unoccupied for more than a year.
I'd also add Melaleuca to that because the humidity here in Missouri is quite high. I'd also add Melaleuca and any of the citrus oils.
I'll make a blend and put some Melaleuca in there. That's a good hint. Here's a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back. That clip just now was Colonel Chamberlain at the Battle of Gettysburg, where he's given personal credit for saving the battle and saving the Union. I chose that clip because Colonel Chamberlain is asking his troops, ordering his troops, I should say, to fix bayonets. the two words that no soldier ever wants to hear, because that means we're pretty much out of ammunition, we're desperate, and we need to stick a knife on the end of our rifles with a bayonet in order to defend ourselves, defend our lives, defend our position. It's just as horrific in 2021 as it was in the 1860s when you get those orders and those two words, that command comes out, fix bayonets. There's another clip I play where Colonel Hal Moore is giving that same order in Vietnam at the Battle of I Drang. Same thing. We're out of ammunition, we're desperate, and we got to put knives on the end of our rifles to defend ourselves. I don't know if that's what's coming or not. I know it's a strong possibility that that's what's coming. Where all we may be left with is putting a knife on the end of our rifle to defend freedom and liberty and our families. That's why I play those clips, as a reminder that that is a possibility. Leon, we have another caller here. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hello. Good morning. Leon, you reminded me of something that I've never heard anybody talk about. And what it is back in the day, I don't know, 12 years ago, whatever, when it seemed like I put on the front of my computer, another scientist gone, another dead microbiologist. Well, what it was when I was working in the lab was when AIDS came out and they quit doing syphilis tests. I never did understand that. But the microbiologist, she kept finding a lot of TB. And she was being really quizzed about that. How can there be so much TB? So that's part of the thing is when you have immune deficiency, you're susceptible to TB. And I think nowadays with who knows what's going on with the jab, they wouldn't even think of that. But people, I guess if they have a cough, bad cough, and they cough up anything with black, anything a little black in it, unless you're around where you think you sucked it in your lungs, you need to keep that specimen in because it's not real easy to diagnose TB. But if they get started on the treatment, it's pretty good for them. So you mentioned a lot of moisture in Missouri. Texas usually doesn't have that much, but I just thought I'd tell y'all. I haven't heard anybody.
Okay, well, thank you, Pat. We appreciate the call. We got a top of the hour break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.